Archbishop Esua, you are a member of the Special Council for Africa of the Synod of Bishops, a 12-man committee that is preparing for the second synod and that has contributed greatly to the Instrumentum Laboris, or working document, which was presented by Pope Benedict XVI during his visit to Cameroon in March. Could you share with us on some of the points that you've raised and how you've tackled the issues of reconciliation, justice and peace in that document? And how do you think we can prepare ourselves for the second synod?
Started by giving a biblical theological reflection on the of the problems in Africa, the problem of reconciliation, the problem of justice and peace, and then we went up to make appeal to the different Christian communities to find ways of becoming more committed in order that we should really establish a society in Africa that is full of, that is a society of reconciled persons, that lives as a family, and that is taking its commitment in the world to make Africa a better society to live in. And the best way of doing that is to start organizing our Christian communities to reflect on these themes and to reflect on them on the biblical context, in the theological context, so that they, as Christians, although they live in the midst of non-Christians, they should start putting these things into practice so that they become really the leaven of society, the yeast of society, and the salt of the earth, and the light of the world. The church is like a leaven in society, and therefore the good work that we have begun, we should continue. We should not be discouraged. No, we should address the issues very realistically, addressing the young people, those who have the powers in society to decide, our Christian families. And I think when we start already doing that, by the time we come to the synod, we shall have a lot of ideas to contribute to make the synod a greater success.